you know, after a poor first half, you can't begin in a half time 2-0 down, you know. But we thought there was a point there for us the second half, you know, we'd little bits of spells, but you know, 2-0 down is a big one to ask for. You know, we weren't good enough in the first half. We changed the shape and we come out a bit better in the second half, but we just came up short. Like, you know, it's hard one to try and get back into the game. You need 3 goals. You know, we come up here looking for the win, like, and after how many minutes, I don't know, 20,
15, was it 15 or 16, was it? Yeah.
And you're 2-0 down, you know, it's a big kick up the backside for us, but you know, we come out better in the second half, but it just wasn't good enough on the night.
What was the problem, did you think, there tonight? Obviously, there was a couple of changes that had to be made, and after 2 good results.
I know, look, we just, for whatever reason, I felt we were, you know, we were hitting the long one, what we were working on the last few weeks, working off the strikers in the diamond in midfield, but I think against Pats, you got to be able to keep the ball a bit better, and I thought the opportunities we had when we got the ball down, we just, you know, we were picking the wrong decisions. We were a bit nearly nervous on the ball for whatever reason, and we changed the shape up second half, and we moved the ball a little bit better, we got our foot on it, but as I say, you know, it just wasn't good enough on the night.
Obviously, whatever was said at half time worked, and you have to be pleased with the second half performance considering you were 2-0 down. It would have been so easy to just give up and end up losing 3 or 4-0.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to just give up either. I don't think we have any lads like that in the dressing room anyway, you know, so we said we had to roll the sleeves up here and try and, you know, if we thought if we got an early goal in the second half, you know, Pats would be rattled a little bit, but I think the goal came a little bit too late, you know, we huffed and puffed, but you know, it wasn't enough on the night.
Substitutions made a big difference this evening in the second half as well. That energy from the likes of Liam Kerrigan really does make a big difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fresh legs coming on, you know, with the heavy schedule we have with the 2 games, nearly a week. You know, few of us are probably feeling a bit leggy. And, you know, we've lads on the bench, like, as you say, Liam and Sam come in. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's a pitch out there passing the ball, and there are no better lads to come on and do it, you know. They'll probably be disappointed they're not being picked, because obviously quality players, but you know, losing tonight, they come on, they made a good impression, so you never know, Monday they might get their run out.
Is a tough schedule starting to kind of kick in a little bit? There must be tired legs out there playing 2 games a week at this stage, and you've a long journey then next week to Cork.
That's right, yeah, you do feel it, you know, you do feel it a little bit, but as I say, everyone's schedule is kind of hectic, you know. We're down around that bottom part, it's a little bit tight in there. Great opportunity tonight to, you know, get up to the top half of it, but we'll be going down to Cork, you know, no fair again. We shouldn't really fair anyone in this league anyway. We'll be down there looking for a win, and that's what we'll aim for.
How are you feeling yourself? You've had a knee injury this year, you've been in and out a little bit, but you've played the last few games, so you're obviously well on the road to recovery.
Yeah. You know, I missed the whole off season program and all of pre-season actually, and you know, the manager's just eased me in a little bit, but I've got a few 90 minutes under my belt now, and I'm, you know, I wouldn't say to you I'm feeling 100%, but you know, I'm getting there, and you know, I'm completing the 90 minutes, and you know, I'm not feeling as bad as I was the early appearances I made in the season. But it might take a little bit more time, but you know, that's hard work for me, and it's something I'll be working on anyway.
2 big games next week, David, away to Cork, home to Finn Harps. You'll be looking for maximum points.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's a hard place down in Cork. But we'll be going down, and you know, they're not in a great run themselves, so yeah, the last 2-0 tonight, and we've lost, so you know, 2 teams going down there looking for 3 points, and we'll be going down hopefully, and if we get the win, I think we go above them and we can head into the game against Finn Harps, and we'll take that one when that one comes.
What do you have to do to kind of get over this sort of a result?
Stuff like this, you need the dressing room together, stick together. It's no one person's fault why you lose a game or why you win a game or whatever. Like, we just need to stick together. We've good characters in the dressing rooms, we've good leaders, and good youth players, you know. We just need to stick together, and you know, we've seen the Dundalk game, the buzz after a win. You know, we can go down to Cork, and we've been down there last year and we've beat them, so why not, you know, we can do it again.
Right, David, thanks a million.
No problem.
You go on with your cool down. Thanks a million, David. That's David Coley of Sligo Rovers talking to us there.